Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Two-stroke oil. Woo-hoo! Gosh, like I promised, welcome into the leaf-blowing studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. That's right. Here this week, we are live from Boise, Idaho, from the Auto World Plaza. But I walked down the hall, and I climbed right into the, as I promised, the leaf-blowing studio. Why? It's 'tis the season. Leaves everywhere here in the studio. They're beautiful. Oranges, reds, violets. Not quite black yet, but they will be. I can't hardly wait to rake them up with my leaf blower. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, today here on Auto World, now we're going to talk about leaf blowers. That's why I walked down the hall here and jumped into the leaf blowing studio. As you heard a minute ago, we got a leaf blower in here that the delivering David and the crew just... I know you guys can take turns blowing my hair, what I have left, off my head. Oh, yeah. I didn't bring the leaf blower that I usually use at my house. It's a turbocharged two-stroke leaf blower. If I did, I'm sure delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210, would blow my ears right off my head, because you can't have that too close to your head. It blows my neighbor's hat off from 50 yards away. Yes, half a football field, and I can blow his hat off his head. That's what I'm talking about. Today here on Auto World, folks, it's good to have you along. I am Mark Evans, your host of Auto World each and every week. I do want to thank you for stopping your world, your auto world, your life, to sit down, relax, and listen. And it means a lot to me on all of our great affiliate stations throughout the world. Yes, the globe that we're on. And also the internet, the .com, the GCNlive.com. So, and all the apps. There's a lot of apps. I'm kind of working with a lot of the apps. You are great members of Auto World, our charter members here, the listeners like you, are telling me that my face needs to be on there, and I'm trying to get my face on those apps. So we're going to make that happen. It's a long time battle, because I do not own the apps, and I do not know who owns the apps, so I have to go in and do the emails and all that. But we'll get that all handled, and it doesn't matter. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. You got 1 year up, you got 2 years up, doesn't matter. Hey, thanks. Appreciate that. And thanks, by the way, for telling your friends about Auto World and about the fun we have here each and every week for 3 full hours. And a lot of you are maybe listening on a delayed station, and you're calling in at the phone number you're going to hear me shout out each and every hour here, to have you folks know that what number it is to call in. And if you do call and have a car question or any kind of a question at all concerning your leaf blower, yeah, your dog that's barking, the neighbor's dog that's barking, the cat that's meowing all night long. How about those owls like I have in the trees at my house keeping me up all night long? So I have to go out into the garage and fire up the hot rod and get some exhaust sounds happening, so the owls kind of fly away. And then they come back. They like the smell of the catalytic converter burning. Stinks. That two-stroke oil here in the studio really stinks, though. No, it smells good. That's kind of like the men's and the women's aftershave, the two-stroke motor oil, burning out of your leaf blower, your weed whacker. But this is the season for leaf blowers, so another question out for you each and every hour here. Leaf blower, do you use one? Do you have leaves? Do you blow them over in the neighbor's yard, and then he blows them back, she blows them back, you blow them back, you go back and forth? It's kind of like a chess match. You know, pawn versus pawn, queen versus checkmate. Yeah, who's got the bigger leaf blower? What's your favorite? Two-stroke? Four-stroke? Oh, yeah, you're probably thinking even an electric. I'd love to hear from you. Are you finally giving up your two-stroke, your four-stroke gas-powered leaf blower and going electric with everything? Oh, yeah. 'Tis the season to get in that automobile that you own and go look at these leaves that are so beautiful. Hello to Aspen, Colorado. You folks, I'm going to tell you right now, if you haven't been to Aspen, Colorado, first off, shout out to all of you listening there in Aspen, Colorado, owner of great affiliates there. You've got the best of the best. The aspen trees are turning their little round leaves, and they turn golden yellow and then golden brown, and it's just gorgeous throughout the green pine trees. Leaf blowers everywhere going, rah! Which one's noisier, electric or gas? Two-stroke, four-stroke, or electric? Good question. 855-660-4261 is my number right here. Axelrod Alex is back. He's off of vacation. He's back behind the 2800 GCN mixer machine to make you sound good. Grab the cell phone. Use it as a microphone. I want to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Email me at any time, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'm going to share with you also here today on Auto World. Each and every hour, I like to share some of the emails that come in, what we do there. You email me at Auto World Radio with your car questions, truck questions, your leaf blower questions, whatever kind of questions you have, or compliments, or don't do this, or don't do that. Let me know. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We print them out. I go through there. The folks here at our Auto World Plaza, the crew, they go through there. The staff goes through there. They look at everything and say, you got to read this one on the air, Mark. Got to do it. And why they do this is because the staff says to me, Mark, you know, there's a lot of people that's got probably that same car question or same problem, and you can help a lot of people by reading it out loud instead of course, going direct, which I do. Go direct to the person who emailed me. And I always send out a little gift of some sort to each and every one of you, of course. And it's a gift from sponsors, of course, detailed gifts from inside your car and outside your car to keep it looking good, your truck, etc. And I always throw in something different that you might think you might need. And it's a surprise. That's what it's all about, to have fun. So here on Auto World, each and every hour, let's see what's happening right here on the first hour of Auto World. First up, oh yeah, a lot of segments here. The first and foremost, oh, this is going to be fun, strange cars who stopped traffic. And if you do go over, please do. Go over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. You'll see a photo over there of a very strange automobile that stopped traffic. And I welcome you over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Also, Auto World Media is our Instagram account. Go on over. There's a couple photos there I share. Mix it up. Mix and match. Pictures, and you'll enjoy that. Mark Evans, Facebook, and Auto World Radio Facebook. Auto World Media is also our website, autoworldmedia.com. So kind of keep it simple for you. What am I? I'm Auto World, and it's media. So it's autoworldmedia.com. So we're going to share with you each and every hour some strange cars who stop traffic. Oh, that beautiful Ford truck. That's the picture, one of the pictures. And also, a car company this week stated, we will be the leader in EVs. We will be the leader in EVs. Who is it? You're going to find out. And I also have a market share for you, percentage-wise. Where and who, what's the standings? Who's up on the top of the list when it comes to EVs? And surprise, yes, surprise, surprise, surprise. There's going to be something else coming down the line here pretty soon. At the CES show in Vegas. Yes, we're back. We're going and we're going back. Coming back. And, of course, somebody's saying bye-bye. This is just in the first car. Oh, my goodness, the flying car is coming your way here in the first hour, folks. It's called the Black Fly. We'll be right back. You know what? I think I'm going to just jump on the pile of leaves that we've got here in the leaf blowing studio so I can start smelling like leaves just for you. We'll be right back right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sit back, relax. Don't let those leaves bother you.
that the neighbor keeps blowing over into your driveway or into your front yard. And, you know, we've got some trees at our house, and I love them. I love the trees. Shade, of course, keeping you cool. And then, of course, the leaves coming down, the grandkids come over and jump in the big pile. And, oh, yeah, I got to have my leaf blower. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans in the Leaf Blower Studio today in Auto World Plaza, sitting live in Boise, Idaho, of course. Good to have you along each and every week. Kind of gave you a little touch and a taste of here the first hour, what we're going to happen and do. And so let's give you a touch and a taste for the second hour. Each hour, folks, is different here on Auto World. I mean, I'm talking about different as in your emails, your calls. We have a lot of great affiliates listening, and some of our affiliates cannot take all 3 hours. They do 1 or 2 or 3 hours or the last 2 or the last 1, whatever. So with that said, each and every one of you that are listening, thank you, and you can go to GCNlive.com to listen to the other hours that you aren't getting on that awesome affiliate radio station. Thank you. Now, second hour. What's up with the second hour? Oh, yeah. Well, there's 3 more to choose from coming your way on the second hour. And, of course, this second hour, you will not believe this. What happened on this day in automotive history? A meteorite? What? That's all coming the second hour. Of course, each and every hour I'm going to be sharing with you the strangest cars that stopped traffic. A little bit of those each and every hour. Stay tuned for that. And have you had an opportunity to think about how many cylinders are underneath your bonnet or your hood if you're here in the States? You folks listening over across the pond, bonnet is, you know, the name for your hood. W16. W16, what does that stand for? What's it all mean? And how much horsepower? Who has it? How come and why? We're going to be sharing that with you on the second hour. Third hour, what's coming up? Oh, I can't hardly wait to give you this information about the Ultra Cruise. The third hour, the Ultra Cruise. This is technology that you might not like, folks. And, of course, oh, yeah, the Guinness World Record has been set. That's right. The Guinness World Record has been set. And that's just a little bit of a tease, taste, of course. That has something to do with what we have over there on the Auto World Media Instagram account. But here the first hour, of course, you are the star each and every hour, folks, at Auto World. Interrupt me at any time with your concerns about car, truck, leaf blower problems. Yes, throw the rake away. Let's get you a leaf blower. Maybe an electric, 2-stroke, or even a 4-stroke. Which one's going to be noisier, do you think? 2-stroke, 4-stroke, or even an electric one? I've been around in the automotive industry for 45 years. That doesn't seem like a long time to me. Why? Because I enjoy what I do. Been in the radio business behind the microphone since 1995. And, you know, I realized that when you've been in the business, I'm an ASE certified master technician. What that means is, oh yeah, I've got those pieces of paper up on the wall. But what it means is that I've passed the tests, and yes, I have flunked a few of those tests. Had to go back to the book. I live it, I work it, I touch it, taste it, fix cars all day long for that many years, and started very, very young, and that's what it's all about. You start young, and you stay in a long period of time, and you learn from, that's right, I learn from you. I learn from our customers that come in the Greasy Garage. And that by listening to them and without, you know your car better than anybody. And when it gets right down to it, the noises, the smells, it's pulling to the right mark, it's pulling to the left mark, it's, when I hit the brakes, why is it locking up the back left rear? I don't know what's going on. Is that something that I need to be concerned about? And that's what it's all about here at Auto World, besides having, of course, entertainment and fun and learning something. We got always fresh news. I like to do the salutes, of course, auto racing news. We have the Compare a Car segments, Auto World tips, interviews, of course, here on Auto World, and like some of the segments I've already, of course, mentioned today. But you're the star, so I'd like to hear from you. And if you've got something that happened this last week to your car, your truck, a noise, or if you just do not understand the bill. We've got some supply problems, as you know. I've got some problems here, even here at the Greasy Garage, that we've got cars parked waiting for parts. Can't get parts. They're just not there. And I know that's been on the national news about supply and all that. So all I ask at this point right now, maybe your car's in the shop and it's been sitting in the back row, second to the back row, wherever it's sitting at the dealership or the automotive independent repair shop. Just be patient because we can't get parts. And one thing I did notice, it'll all iron out. It'll eventually, you know, come. We'll finally get the parts out of the container sitting at Long Beach, California. And, of course, the other import-export, you know, places that I don't know if you've ever been to Long Beach, but, boy, that's big. Oh, yeah, lots of containers. And I heard rumors, you know, that the container prices are way, way up, you know, and all that. Of course, like everything else. I just hope that some of these prices might start falling. The car parts are a lot more than they used to be as of like 3 years ago. So let's hope and cross our toes and fingers and all that the prices will start coming down. Okay, let's get to it. By the way, the number right here, right now, here on Auto World, to get a hold of me is 855-660-4261. And my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I do welcome the Facebook Messenger. Some of you have Facebook messaged me, and I do appreciate that. And then a little housekeeping note, too. Auto World Podcast. That's right. Oh, everybody's got a podcast. Well, as I'm talking, it's being recorded and going into a podcast. If you Google, very, very proud of this, we're right on the top. Auto World Podcast. Just Google it, click on it, and go. You will see my smiling face. Now, let's get to some of the strangest cars that stopped traffic. Notice I said stop and didn't say crash traffic. Think about this now as I go down the list. Each and every hour I'm going to share with you just a little bit of these until the third hour. You're going to find out who the number one vehicle is that stopped traffic. Let's start. I've got 16 of them. Let's start at number 16 at the bottom. The banana car. Yes, built by an Englishman. It was built, took 8 years to build it. It was built upon a 1993 Ford F-150 pickup, the banana car. And yes, by the way, it does look like a banana. Oh, yeah. A little Shazam there for you. Number 15, the Bender bus. Now, this is really strange. This bus, folks, it's a Mercedes, but it's shaped in the form of the letter C. That's right. Well, how can you drive that down the road? It's a C going down the road. It's a Mercedes. We come back 14, 13, and 12 here, right here on the first hour. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Former President Donald Trump returning to the Hawkeye State where he defeated President Biden in 2020.
The election was rigged.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally at the Iowa State Fair on Saturday evening, the first time he's held a rally since the 2020 presidential campaign.
You can't say I didn't warn you, but I also can't say you didn't get out because you got out and voted like no sitting president has ever received.
Trump calling President Biden's infrastructure bill a naked power grab and also telling Republicans to stay strong and not to allow the current president's plans to pass in Congress.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting from our New England bureau. And the United States holding talks with the Taliban for the first time this weekend since the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Yes, very hard. Hard to ignore. Welcome back into the Leaf Blower Studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Good to have you along in the studio that smells like two-stroke motor oil. It's two-stroke engine oil, you know, when you put it, mix that two-stroke in that gas and you need it. You got to have oil in the gas when you're having a two-stroke engine, dirt bike or leaf blower. But, yes, we're sitting in the Leaf Blower Studio right down the hall from the NASCAR studio. Oh, yeah. The Greasy Garage Studio, of course, is the very first one down the hall. Not today. Oh, yeah, because it's tis the season, folks. The leaves are falling. The leaves are falling into the grill work. That's if your car or truck is parked outside, of course. Do you smell leaves burning when you turn the heater on, or you're going to be starting to smell leaves burning? Because you might not have the cold, cold weather quite yet to have the heat on full blast in your car. Here's a little Auto World tip. That little grill work that's outside underneath the windshield, that's where those leaves are falling down in there. When you turn the heater on, that's where, if you don't have the recycle button on, it's going to suck those leaves in. And those leaves get real dry, as you know. That's why they fall off the tree. They're dead. They fall into the grill work. You start your car up, you turn the heater on, or defrost, does not matter. Sucks the air in from right underneath that windshield from the outside, you end up crushing, well, your machine, your car, your truck starts crushing those things down, and the air just turns them into just powder. Then they get sucked up into your heater core, causing that heater core to be kind of plugged.
Oh, you say you have a cabin filter?
Well, that's why we're doing the Auto World tip right here, right now, on the first hour of Auto World. Replace your cabin filter. It's over there by the glove box. By the way, do you have gloves in your glove box? Do. Get some. And a flashlight, too, please. Anyway, cabin filter. You can do it yourself. It really is quite easy. When you look at the flat rate on it, that's how the shops, the mechanics, technicians get paid. It's usually showing 0.2, 0.3 of an hour. An hour is 1.0, so if it says 1.2 is 1 hour and 10 minutes. That's a 10 to 15 minute job. Get it replaced. Get the cabin filter out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't wait. How do you know if the cabin filter's plugged up? Miles. A lot of air coming in and out of there. Air conditioning. Air goes through there on when you have the air conditioning on and the heater on. So after 30,000 miles, folks, it's plugged up. It really is. Especially if you're parking your car underneath a tree, you know, 2 to 3 seasons there, a season every year, the tree, the leaves fall, plugging up the cabin filter. So get her. They're real cheap. You can do it yourself. Even if you do not want to do it yourself, just hire your independent automotive repair shop or your dealer to do it for you. It's well worth it. You have more air coming out the vents, keeping you warmer coming up in this winter season we're in. A little trivia. Talking about winter. What liquid substance invented in 1926 is used in a car's cooling system? Antifreeze. Hasn't gone away, has it? Now it's time here on the first hour to get back to those strangest cars that stop traffic. We talked about the Bender bus, yeah, shaped as a C going down the road. Sometimes you wonder why we build these, but they do. The Englishman that built the banana car. Number 14, the BMW Isetta. Yes, the Isetta, of course, you enter in with the windshield. You open that refrigerator door, as they call it. The windshield is the front of the car, the Isetta. The steering wheel stays in the refrigerator door on it, and you climb in and sit down. Those, I understand, get 78 miles per gallon. That's pretty good. It's a whole 7.5 feet long, 4.5 feet wide. So it's enough room for a person and a half, maybe two if you scrunch in. That's number 14. Number 13, oh yeah, you've all heard of this one. The Ecto-1. The Ghostbusters Cadillac, the ECTO-1, Ghostbusters 1959 Cadillac. Basically, it's kind of like a Hertz. Remember that movie, The Ghostbusters? Who are you going to call? Number 12 on the first hour of the strangest cars who stop traffic, the Cadillac Cyclone XP-74. It was a concept car back in the day. It was a 1959 Cadillac. NASA, of course, styled with two rockets on both sides as part of the car, looking quite like a rocket, laying down on wheels, of course. And that was the 1959 Cadillac Cyclone that General Motors built as a concept car. I got the chance to see that at Pebble Beach, and it never did come to, you know, to the market for all of us to purchase it. Dang it. It didn't happen. But to keep taking a listen to the show, because we're going to be sharing with you throughout the year here concept cars that are happening. Yes, concept cars that were at automotive shows in the past 1-2 years past, in the past, and now they're coming knocking at your door for you to purchase. And of course, as you know, electric cars, they're coming your way more than you understand. Absolutely. It's time now, here on the first hour, there was a car company that literally stated this last week. We will be the leader in EVs, that is electric vehicles. Who is it? General Motors. They want to be the leader, and they're saying they're going to be the leader. Well, here's the market share of EVs. Right now, who do you think's on top? Market share as in how many EVs have been sold out there and are out there. That you and I are driving. How many EVs are you seeing in your neighborhood, in your town, in your city, in your state? I see a lot of what I'm going to say right now is Teslas. Teslas right now at this point have 63% of the market share of EVs. Volkswagen 11%. General Motors is third, 9%. And knocking on the fourth slot there is Ford, 6%. So that is your market share of EVs. Tesla's winning, of course, but General Motors is stating this last week, we will be the leader in EVs. We'll find out, won't we? A lot of the car companies, as I stated here on Auto World in the past, about they want to be carbon, their carbon print, zero. That's right, 2025, 2035. Will it happen? Will you let it happen? Are you going to buy an electric vehicle? Here's some news from General Motors. The Silverado pickup, as we all know, been around for many, many, many years. And I actually had an opportunity to drive. Chevrolet says, come on out to San Diego, Mark. We would like you to drive an electric truck, a Silverado. And I did get an opportunity to do that. And back in 1999, and it was a half-ton Silverado extended cab, and I didn't see any difference in the body or anything. It looked like a regular gas vehicle until, you know, I said, let's pop the hood and take a look. And you know what I didn't see. I did not see a gas-burning, you know, carbon-printed motor. I saw electrical cables that were huge, about the size of my arms. That was back in 1999. Well, the Silverado, they're going to unveil, talking about concept cars, they're going to unveil, Chevrolet is, a Chevrolet Silverado all-electric EV, January at the CES show in Las Vegas this year, coming up in January. So that would be, well, would that be 2022? Yes, it would be. So that's coming your way. So, uh-oh, look at there. They're going to unveil it. And with that stated, Tesla's got the market share of EVs, but Tesla, you know, was saying, they, and of course we all know that they were showing us the Cybertruck, and I know some of you might have put your order in, and you're waiting, and now they're prolonging the Cybertruck, Tesla is. Well, it looks like Chevrolet at this point is beating them to production and putting it out there for us to purchase. Oh, another truck to purchase. Yes, I love it. When we come back, oh yeah, the flying car. What? Is this true? From the Leaf Blower Studio with leaves all around me. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Good to have you along, folks. What a treat to have you here. A gift to me. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. A gift to me and the staff here at Auto World and everyone here at GCN, Genesis Communications Network, the syndication that sends us out throughout the world, the globe, the marble that we're on.
Oh, yeah.
And as we all have been talking here on Auto World, that our globe, our marble is getting cleaner because of electric cars. Or is it? See, there's been some opinions coming in. They've been coming in. You've been responding, and I do appreciate that. That's what this show's all about. Auto World, interactive, informative, and all things automotive. And so if you've got any kind of good or bad, I want to hear it on the electric and or gas. Some of you have made some comments to me about building an electric car, Mark. It admits more pollution than building a gas vehicle or a diesel vehicle. So you all have an opinion, and that's what this is all about. Well, today here on Auto World, again, we've been such a treat to have you with us. But right now, I want to get to an email, too, here a little bit before the garage door goes down on the first hour. But right now, oh, yes, the flying car.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Oh, yeah, surprise. Oh, I know it. A lot of us. We saw the flying car on Popular Mechanics magazine back on the front cover years ago. But guess what? Surprise, surprise, surprise. It's called the Black Fly. It's real. So maybe we might not want to call it a car. There's no wheels, tires on it, but they are calling it a car, a flying car. It's called the Black Fly. And it will be selling, that's right, in the next few weeks. The founder, inventor, he calls it the personal aerial vehicle. But the FAA, that's right, the FAA, of course, it's in the air, so they have to be involved. They're classifying it as a ultra-light aircraft. It cannot fly over populated areas, but it can fly, just not over populated areas. If it gets caught in a populated area, goodbye to the license that this gentleman is getting. His name is Marcus Lane. And as Marcus Lane stated, that this is what the automobile industry was like 120 years ago. So he's been working on this for folks over a decade to have the black fly. In my opinion, it looks like a human climbing into a drone. Yes, a human drone. It's made out of carbon fiber body. It's a carbon fiber body, of course. This is what he's made on there. Electric motors, of course. Blades on each and every one of the electric motors that makes this bad boy go fast and up fast. It almost drives itself. You have a couple joysticks. You just put your right hand on one, left hand on the other, and have fun. Now, the maximum speed at this point that the FAA is letting him put on this bad boy called the Black Fly, it can go 62 miles an hour period. But he states that it can go faster. But the FAA says, nope, only 62 miles an hour. Thank you. The range. Now, this is the big part of this because, like, again, it looks like a human drone. The flying car, the Black Fly. The range is 25 miles. So I think you better, you know, keep an eye and put an eye and make sure that that battery gauge is not going to be on E, empty. That's right. And one thing about the Black Fly, the FAA says you do not have to be a certified pilot to fly one. It's a flying car. They're classifying it as a flying car. It's called the Black Fly, folks. It's been a secret for over a decade. It's coming to you in a couple weeks. Now, price, I know a lot of you are saying, how much? A gentleman here in the first row's got his billboard. I don't know why I give these guys. I give everybody here sitting in the leaf-blowing studio a magic marker and some postcard paper so they can write a cue card. And he's saying, how much? $? Well, he did not. Marcus Lane, the inventor, owner, and, of course, the founder of the Black Fly. No price yet on it, but he basically stated that if you've got a couple $100,000 bills hanging around, we'll take them. Okay. So maybe $200,000? He said a couple, so I guess in counting the zeros, that would be $200,000. Coming to a landing strip to you pretty soon. No, probably to your driveway. I got to see this bad boy fly, and I'm telling you what. No, I did not get to fly it, but I definitely do want to. I would like to go up in, straight up, and then straight down. I'm not until you get used to it. But, you know, he's right. Marcus Lane is right. This is like the car industry 120 years ago when you had to climb off the horse and climb into a cockpit of a car. You first had to break your wrist cranking it to get it started. Well, this Black Fly, you don't need to be, you know, cranking anything. You just hit a button and go. Electric motors. Whew. Wow. The leaf blower machine right there. Got a lot of blades on it. I bet that would blow some leaves, huh? Hey, I want to get to an email real quick that I answered and helped these folks, a married couple, Rich and Debbie, last week right after the show. I didn't get a chance to finish their email on the air, and I wanted to do that this week before the garage door goes down because I feel that it will help a lot of you that are thinking about what they're doing. So I'm going to read the email again and then finish it here and help all of you. And Rich and Debbie, thank you again from Pasco, Washington for emailing me. They say, Mark, help. I'm emailing you out of Pasco, Washington. Listen every week on KFLD AM 870. And, of course, let's do a shout-out. First off and foremost, John is the PD, Program Director. Thank you, John, for taking the show. Shout-out to KFLD AM 870, Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington, and all of you in between. Thank you for being here. They say, this married couple says, love the show. Was wondering if you could help my wife on her destination to buy another car. She drives a 2011 Nissan Altima that has 155,000 miles on it now. I'm suggesting to her to get another car because of the miles. She wants to keep it and not have a car payment. She has it paid off. I think her Altima is just about ready to give up and start costing money. He's got a lot of dollar signs there. What is your say, Mark? Thanks for helping us, Rich and Debbie, listening in Pasco, Washington. Thank you, Rich and Debbie. And again, I had a good chat with them on the phone and after the show last week, and I wanted to share this with everybody. And Rich, you do, you know, to everybody, Rich does have a good point here. And I'm not, you know, am I on Rich's side or am I on Debbie's side? I'm on both of their sides. I'm just trying to help each and every one of us. Okay, first off, Rich has got a good point, 155,000 miles on it. Debbie says, get rid of it. It's going to start costing money. She has a good point, too. Rich does. Debbie says, keep it. Okay. So, one thing about this is that if you got a high-mileage car, I don't know how much, that's why I was telling Rich on the phone, I don't know how many parts and pieces you've replaced on this Nissan Altima with 155,000 miles. Some of you put a lot of replacement parts. You fix it as you go, of course, and so those parts need... they're fine and they're going good and all that. And so you can get another 100,000 miles on that water pump that you put on or that timing belt, etc. But if you've got an automobile that has never had anything done on it, and this is what Rich said, they never really have done anything to the 2011 Nissan Altima that has 155,000 miles on it. And, you know, Debbie's saying, if we keep it, I don't have a car payment. Well, get ready because you're going to end up spending money on it, Debbie, at 155,000 miles if you haven't done a lot. So that's with everyone. If you've done a lot on the car, has a lot of miles, great. That's okay. That means you can keep driving it. But if you haven't done a lot on it, those kind of miles, you're going to spend a lot of money. So do you want to have a, what's your car payment? As I always state here at the Greasy Garage, if you want to pay me $450 a month, that's a car payment, let's say. Some of you have a higher car payment than that. Imagine sending me $450 a month. Truthfully, and that's a month, so times that by 12, that's a lot of money to spend on a repair. I would end up in 2 years having your truck would be completely new, with a new paint job too. And then you could just keep driving it forever. So making a payment on a car, yeah, you get a new car, you get a new seat, you get a new color. Oh yeah. Hey, thanks everybody for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. Stay tuned for the second hour and third hour. The car's coming your way.
Oh, I'm there. I'm moving away.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
dot com.